So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes, welcome home to light it up alive.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. I'm John, but I don't do it alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
My man, it is a wonderful weekend, man. I had a week-long trip on the road working. I'm so glad to be home. And what better weekend to be home, Josh, than Mother's Day weekend, buddy? What a special weekend.
The best weekend, man. There ain't another weekend like it.
Yeah, man. Mother's Day. Well, Father's Day is kind of cool, but it ain't like Mama's Day, bro. Mamas make the world go round, bro.
I'm excited
about Mother's Day, man. We're going to praise the moms today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about our moms. We've got a couple letters from some listeners that we're going to read off. We're going to talk about some our favorite TV moms. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time. But you guys, we always like to start the show off and let you know how we came up with the name Light It Up Live. It was pulled out of the Bible from Genesis 1:3-4. And if I can pull it up, where is it? There it is. Genesis 1:3-4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light to a dark world, one episode at a time. So, man, Mother's Day weekend, buddy.
Well, you know what I figured out? Remember, I was talking to you earlier, and I was like, wait, it's Mother's Day again. We already did a Mother's Day show.
I know, man.
And he's like, what? Wait, it's been a year? Yeah.
Look at that.
That's a lot of.
Oh my goodness, man! We've been on the show for a year,
and I can't honestly tell you how long exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I didn't do the research of when we did the first show.
I don't know,
but I don't remember. It's pretty cool. But I know there was a Mother's Day show in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we did letters to mom.
Yeah,
letters to your mother. Yeah, well, we can look back and see. But yeah, but today is episode 43, Mother's Day special, man. Episode 43. That's pretty
cool. I had a couple letters that were supposed to be sent to me, and my friends ain't sent them yet. So
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You know,
it's okay. We got one still that we can read that we had somebody send in. I got one to my mama. My mama's in there right now. You guys, as you can see, if you want to interact with the show over on YouTube and Facebook, you can just go into the chat and we can put you up live here on the air. My mama just typed in and said, hi, John and Josh. Hi, mama. Love you. Happy Mother's Day. I'm going to be reading a letter to you here soon on the show. So I hope you stick around. You get to hear it because, I mean every word I wrote on it. It's going to be great. So yeah, dude,
it's cool. Mother's Day. Hi, Mama Bacon. How you doing? Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, man. You uh You ready for it, man? You ready for Mother's Day?
A little bit. I got to do some more shopping. You know what I mean? Because, you know us.
I know.
I worked all week, too, and I'm like, you know what? Saturday came around, and I didn't feel like doing nothing.
Nothing. I know, dude. I didn't do nothing.
I was just lazy.
I got tall grass, and, oh, man, I didn't feel I did laundry.
Well, the weather was on my side. I went outside, and it was so cloudy and dark that I was like, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's go back inside and enjoy your day off.
Yeah, we can't mow the grass. It might rain, Josh.
No, the lawnmower was like, yo, look, you see? Yeah. Hey, don't do it.
Is that what the lawnmower said, bro?
That's what it said, I think.
I need my lawnmower to start saying that.
I need my lawnmower just to mow. Just go do it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. They do have some remote control lawnmowers. Have you seen them things?
Yeah, yes. Those are cool, man.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. You could be chilling with your feet up and just
iced tea, driving it around. Hey, you can have the kids driving around.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. No, not my kid.
He said, not my kid. No.
He purposely be running stuff over, see how he can chop it up.
Yeah. He's like, wow, that thing is bad, Daddy. That thing just cuts it right up.
Yeah, but I'm excited about Mother's Day, man. I'm going to get by and see my mama tomorrow. I'm going to go to church in the morning and go to the house of the Lord, man. Do me an altar call. I kind of need it. It's going to be a good day tomorrow. And then I'm right back to out of town Monday morning. Oh, my goodness, back again. Feel like I never left when I get there. Yeah. I guarantee it.
I know. Hey, maybe the cottage would make it better.
Instead of a hotel, we're sleeping like a little cottage, man. It's like a little cottage town. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Can you bring like a fishing pole with you, man?
Yeah.
Hey, take your VR this time.
Still worried about taking it because I don't have a case for it. So.
Oh hell, I got a case you can hold. Oh, like, yeah. I got one. It'll fit it, bro. I'll bring it on Monday morning.
Okay? Yep. Mama Bacon says good. Thank you, Josh.
No problem. I mean, it is their weekend. You know what I mean?
It is.
I'm gonna eat big for their weekend.
That's right.
I promise you that.
That's right. We're gonna eat big for the moms.
Talk about baked potatoes, corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, baked potato. What's gonna be the meat? You're gonna have a protein.
Oh, steaks. We're making steaks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the grill.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
It does. Yeah. I might do that tonight. I don't even know yet, man.
Heck yeah. So we let's talk about, before we read some letters, man, I'm excited to talk about this. Some TV moms, man. I've got a list of some TV moms here, man. Some classic TV moms. How about Carol Brady?
Oh, yeah. Carol Brady held it together, man.
From the Brady Bunch, dude.
Yeah, the youngest one in curls, man. Come on.
Yeah. I don't think they was talking about Carol Brady, though, when the youngest one in curls.
I'll be honest with you. The first mom I thought of was Claire Huxtable.
Me too.
I was like, TV moms, bam. Because I don't remember mom's name on Family Ties. You know what I mean? Because that was a good
TV
mom.
What about June Cleaver?
June Cleaver. Oh.
Leave it to Beaver.
That's an old show, man. Like,
these are classic TV moms in this little group.
Yeah, classic TV moms. I always remember them washing the dishes, you know what I'm saying? Like, and stuff like that. Like,
Marion Cunningham from Happy Days.
Yeah, you're going way back. You're going spinal cord back. Yeah.
And then there's a category, funny, legendary sitcom mom.
Oh, you got a category? No. You got to shoot off the top. No. Kitty Foreman,
bro.
Kitty Foreman from the 70s show. One of the best TV moms.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I swear. Yeah. And second to that, actually, I don't know, man. This is hard, and I don't care who thinks this, but Roseanne Barr was one of my favorite
TV moms. That's on my list. That was the first one on my list, dude. That's under the funny, legendary was Roseanne.
Yeah, it's got to be, man. She was the meanest, you know what I'm saying? And she was just a good
mom. What about the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond?
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I didn't really watch this show much.
Yeah, she was kind of funny, though. But here's a good one. Peggy Bundy.
Oh, what? Yes. Absolutely. You know, when I hear Peggy Bundy, all I envision is her cooking with a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah.
Remember that? You know,
big
ash
hair.
Ash that was this long on that cigarette, like it was going to drop in the spaghetti. Yeah.
Next one, I don't really remember this one. Louise from Malcolm in the Middle.
No, I watched a little Malcolm in the Middle, but not enough to remember Mom.
Yeah. And then Modern Family, I don't remember that one either.
You don't know Modern Family? No. Now, which mom from Modern Family?
It says Claire Dunphy.
Claire Dunphy. Claire Dunphy.
And then it
yes.
says and Gloria Prickett.
Yeah, Gloria wasn't bad, but Claire is funny because it was one of them shows where they'll look in the camera, kind of like The Office. Like if something crazy look happens in the show, they'll just look into the camera at you, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah. Now this yeah. one, this category, I hardly know any of these, but like one. It's emotional, strong TV moms. I barely know any yeah. of these. TV show, This Is Us. Couldn't tell you.
No.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Now you're talking about Rory's mom.
It says, L'Oreal.
Oh, Lorelai. That's Lorelai.
Lorelai. Yeah, Lorelai yeah. Gilmore. Yep.
Yeah, she's that's a really good show. And look, people could say, like, this dude watched the Gilmore Girls. No, my lady does. And it's on all the time. So, yes, mm-hmm. I know everything about this show. You know, Luke's Diner and all that. Yeah.
Friday Night Lights. Don't know that one either.
I don't even know what that is.
I know this one now. The Waltons.
Oh, yeah.
The Waltons. Right. I remember The Waltons.
Hey, is Granny in there from the Beverly Hillbillies? Because she was some emotional support.
Yeah.
What, man?
Yeah, I didn't have that one. And then animated TV moms. You know where we're going straight.
Yeah,
we're going
to Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Go straight to Marge.
Yeah,
and then there's another good one. Louise Griffin from Family Guy.
Yeah, that show's crazy. I know the Simpsons were too, but that show was just like.
Now, I never watched this show, but I've heard of it, Bob's Burgers.
No, I never.
I've heard of it, never watched it. The next one, never heard of it. Tough, don't know. Now, here's a pretty good one, Stranger Things, but that's not animated. Was there animated Stranger Things?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I would ask, but yeah. Hmm.
Huh. These are not animated because the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Aunt Viv, man, come on. That's a good
one. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Serious.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'll go as far as to say Madea, old Tyler Perry's Madea. I mean, that's a good mom, man, you know? Yeah. I know it's a guy, but whatever. It's Madea, you know?
Oh, yeah. My mama chimed in saying the Golden Girls.
Oh, man. You can't forget old Betty White. Yeah.
Can't forget Betty White. Absolutely not. And then I got Florida Evans from Good Times.
Hey, I do know her. Yes. Yes, I did watch some Good Times.
But The Cosby Show, man, I thought of that immediately, too. And that's not even on this list, which is blasphemy.
You ain't wrong, you know what I'm saying?
I thought of her immediately. She was great.
Immediately, dude. Like, I don't know what it was about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
Aww. You know, you can't forget my wife, Carmel.
she was super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a good one.
Let's see, other TV moms that should have been on the list that it wasn't. I really don't know. What about the mom from Home Alone? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad one. I don't remember.
She was
name.
Such a mom that when she passed away, Macaulay Culkin actually called her mom.
You know? Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They visited each other a lot. You know, they like got real close because of those movies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Another great mom was old Chevy Chase's wife in Christmas movie.
What is it?
Yeah. National Lampoon's Christmas?
National Lampoon, yeah.
Yeah, man, because he's crazy. And she was just like, okay, Clark, you know? Yeah. A good mom.
That was a good mom. I don't know it, but the Cosby Show, man. Claire Huxtable, that keeps coming back to me, man. That was a good TV show mom, man. That was a good one. That might be a winner for me, man. That's a real good one.
Oh, we picking a number one?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, if we're going to.
Mine's Kitty Foreman all day.
Is it?
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah.
Yeah, she's because of humor?
Yes, yes. Because I like comedy more than I like the emotional side of things.
If we're going with comedy, I got to go with Peggy then, man.
Yeah.
Hey, she was funny. Like you said, the cigarette hanging out her mouth, big hair, always cracking jokes.
Always ready to backhand somebody. Boy, yeah, she was serious.
Yeah,
I mean, she wore yoga pants like and never did yoga.
Yeah, yeah. She wore yoga pants for yoga pants was cool.
Yes, I mean, they're so cool. But no one does yoga. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now they
just
call those are spandex. Like those are yoga pants. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everybody wears them now.
Yeah,
trying to perpetrate the front.
Perpetrate the front. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of movie moms that you could pick out that were great. You know what I mean? But yeah, for TV shows, I think.
I can't think of no movie moms off the top of my head. I can't think of any.
I mean, I don't know their names, but like, you know, the mom on Back to the Future.
Yeah.
The one that was like, I'm going to call your parents. You look familiar to me. Yep. Yeah, that lady was funny.
That's a good one. Now, there's a new series out. What's it called? The mom on that. Oh, man, what's it called? It's a brand new series. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a drama, and it's from the producers and the creators of, what is it called? I can't think of the name of it. Kurt Russell's in it, I think.
Yellowstone?
The creators of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could look it up, see if I could figure it out. Kurt Russell. New series. The Madison.
Oh.
The Madison. Have you watched The Madison yet?
No.
That's a really, really good show. And yeah. The mom in that, that's really cool. That's a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's new.
Yeah.
It's a new show, but it's
I ain't going to lie. Really good. I told you I got this Blu-ray player, so today I watched Predator. I watched The Patriot and Free State of Jones. Free State of Jones. I was like, let's go. Yeah, I usually don't, man, but I was cleaning up stuff and I was, you know, doing stuff and I was like, I just have
got
the movie
that Blu-ray player and now you're just popping them in.
Just popping them in. My neighbor gave me a whole tote full of brand new Blu-rays.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Wow, it's raining. Like
remember when Blu-ray was like the thing, man? It was like fancy because it even came after DVD. You know what I mean? DVD was a big deal. Then when Blu-ray came, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it's a codex thing. After DVD, the HD DVDs tried to come out, but their codex, I guess, or whatever their plugins weren't as good as the Blu-ray plugins. So Hollywood went with Blu-ray mostly, and it killed the HD DVDs. Like we only had those for like a year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Blu-ray. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. Some of the movies, like, you know, The Patriot, seeing it that crystal clear was nice.
Yeah. And it was a difference. It was a drastic difference on picture quality and sound. It really was.
Oh, yes.
It really was a difference.
I could dig it. And it's got a little USB in the front so I could throw all my pictures and stuff on. It's good stuff.
Nice. And now as far as VHS, man, you know, if you just try to go buy a VHS player, how expensive those are, man. They are expensive to just buy a VHS player. I tried to do it not too long ago for a family member. And man, they were expensive.
You know, it's really crazy expensive is an old dot matrix printer. This printer was one of the ones that had the holes on the paper on the sides.
Right.
Well, it doesn't take ink, so you can literally print tattoo stencils with them.
Right.
And because with nothing, just the electricity, they sell for thousands of dollars right now.
Wow.
On,
that's crazy.
Yeah, this old printer that ain't worth nothing. So, yeah, things are crazy how it values. If I knew my He-Man would have gotten so expensive, I'd have never opened them up. I can tell you that.
So yeah. I think I'm going to read a listener's letter to her mom. And this... this letter, Josh, I happen to know this girl, this woman. She is, I've known her for a very long time. I've known her since grade school. And she's in Bible study, so she couldn't come on. So she wrote a letter to her mom. Now her mom's in heaven now. But she still wanted to write a letter to her mom, which I think is great. And
mom will still hear it.
Yeah,
her mom will still hear that.
Amen. And that's... This is Christina Glover, Christina Glover's mom. So I'm going to read the letter that Christina Glover sent to us, to her mom. My mom's name is Linda. She was born in Maine, city in Gainesville, and somehow over the years, we ended up living all across Florida. But Orlando and Pine Hills were home for most of my childhood. For more than 20 years, my mom was a paramedic in Sanford and Pine Hills. Helping people wasn't just what she did, it was who she was. And I'm pretty sure there are people walking around today, maybe even children, who are alive because my mom answered the call. And that's the thing about her. She always answered the call. Mine, my brothers, her grandkids, friends, strangers. Didn't matter who you were. If you needed her, she showed up. But outside all of that, she was magic during the holidays. The kind of mom who made ordinary moments feel important. And her grandkids, they were her whole world. To this day, they're still obsessed with her. She had the most beautiful green eyes I've ever seen. And honestly, I still miss her every single day. She passed away on July 30th, 2023, just a few weeks after 71 on July 2nd. And the truth is, I still can't really talk about her without crying. But I've learned something since becoming older and becoming a parent myself. You don't fully understand your parents while you're growing up. You understand them later. You understand the sacrifices later, the fear later, the strength later, the love later. Time has a way of teaching you things your younger heart simply couldn't hold yet. There are so many moments now where I think, I need to call mom, or I can't wait to tell her this. And then reality hits all over again. I still question God sometimes. I still struggle with the timing of it all. But faith means accepting that not everything is ours to understand. Some things are only ours to carry, to trust, to love through. So if you're lucky enough to still have your mom here, call her. Call her often. Call her too much. Call her until she says, "What now?" with that little laugh in her voice. But one day, all you'll want in this world is one more chance to hear her answer the phone. And that is a gift. I miss you, Mom. Thank you for always answering the call. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day, Christina. Wow.
This is a great letter.
Wow. What a great, great job on writing that letter, Christina. That was beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's got to be the hardest day. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate to have my mama still with me, but yeah. I can tell you right now, that's going to be a very, very hard day.
I can't even talk about it. Like I said,
I don't even like to think about it. I saw a post that said, "Hey, wish your mom a happy Mother's Day because you don't know how many she's got left." And I commented on it. I was like, "I'd rather not focus on how many I got left and just enjoy right now. I'm going to suffer through that later. I don't need to do it now." You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great letter, though.
Yeah, that was great, right? That was well written. That was heartfelt. That was beautiful. You kind of got to know. Kind of got to know her mom a little bit, you know. That was amazing. Yeah. And I meant to put a picture up of her mom as I was doing it, but here's her mom. Here's Linda. Beautiful. You can see her up there as a paramedic. Top right. That's her mama. That's Linda. That's beautiful. Well done, Christina. That's a beautiful letter to your mom, and I know she heard every single word of it as read it. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I try to say any loved ones that I've lost name out loud every once in a while.
Yeah.
It just feels good. You know what I mean? Nice little reminder.
Absolutely.
Because remember, I told you that preacher man at my grandma's funeral told me that in life we die twice, you know, once when we actually die in the physical form, and twice when people stop saying our name out loud.
Crazy.
I tried to do it
like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was so I was kind of out of it during the whole sermon, but that part of what he said, I set up, I looked at him, I was like, whoa,
that's
you
deep.
Ain't wrong. Yeah,
that's real deep. That is. That's.
But dude. Let's see. I didn't get to add any pictures of my mom, so I'm going to do a little screen share when I go to talk about her.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I meant to put Christina's mom up as I was reading the letter, and I forgot, but I'm glad I remembered, got to put it up after.
Yeah. It was still good stuff. Yeah,
it was beautiful, beautiful letter, yeah. man. That was
like
really
I said. I asked two of my people, like, "Hey, man, you know, if you want to give a shout out to your mom, you know, write me a letter." Like, "Oh, man, I'm down for that." You know what I mean? I'm over here waiting. Yeah. I don't want to bother them. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's Saturday night, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I know they do. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know, my good friend Charles Randolph, he wanted to give a shout out to his mom and saying Happy Mother's Day. You know what I mean? He loves her very much. He lives really far away from her. You know, he doesn't like it. So, no, he wanted to. He just didn't get around to the letter. So.
Yeah.
I ain't writing no letters for nobody. Yeah. But I know his mom personally. She is a hard woman. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't talk sideways to her, man. She would chew punch you in the face. Oh yeah, punch you in the face.
Punch in the face, huh?
yeah. Like without a doubt.
That?
Yeah. Oh, throw a dryer at you. Anyway.
Not the punch in the face, mom.
I'm telling you. You cross her.
Sometimes we need to get punched in the face from mom, Josh. Sometimes
you know, bro, they say it's never too late to get your head slapped off. You know, it's never too late.
Right? So, So I know I deserved it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. I know the times I got it, I deserved it. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because my mom wasn't a violent person.
Yeah.
But I was a mouthy kid, bro. You know what I mean? And sometimes nerves just react, you know? You'd be like talking smack. It's just pow, like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. The hand just came out, you know?
Yeah.
You ain't grow up like that. You ain't grow up.
Do you, you got a letter to your mom?
I was just going to talk about her and share a couple pictures of her. You know what I mean? Like, I know she's coming over tomorrow to do the whole, you know, eating with me. I think it's kind of wrong that it. Hey, mom, you want to celebrate Mother's Day? Well, then drive yourself all the way over to my house.
No, man. It's time together. It's great. Yeah.
But let's see. How do I share my screen? Let's see. Window. This one. Here we go. All right. There's my mama.
There she is. My mama.
Yeah, she's been my rock my whole life. You know what I mean? Like, she's a real good lady. Good lady. She's funny.
Yeah,
and I really like that about her because if she wasn't funny, I wouldn't be funny at all. My dad was very not funny. He was too serious, you know. But, serious. Yeah, but my mom cut it up.
Mama, look at the shirt. Love the shirt.
Yeah, little cat in the hat shirt. That's my mama's.
Yeah. He said, my mama.
I know she watches that Kurt Russell show he's talking about. But the, mama, the love you.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I know she does. She likes some Kurt Russell. And that other one with... Sylvester Stallone, Tulsa King.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. She can't get enough of Tulsa King.
Yeah, that's a good show.
She'll call up my lady like, so what do you think is going to happen on the next episode? Yeah. They'll be chopping it up.
Good. She's got good taste.
She's a good lady, man. She's a good lady. She
awesome.
Worked two jobs when I was younger, so I never really, you know what I'm saying? I didn't understand what that was about when I was little. I was just like, well, mom's gone. You know what I'm saying? A lot. Like, she didn't abandon me or nothing. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying she worked hard, man. And every Christmas was wonderful.
That's right.
Every birthday was on point, man. She taught me to be a kinder person. Yeah. You know, if I didn't have my uncles as my father figures and her, you know, it worked out. It worked out. Yeah. She was my buffer, you know.
Yeah. She did a good job.
She did a good job, man.
That's right.
I got two sisters. She did a good job with them, too. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
But, I wasn't going to do a spotlight. Just talk good about her. Because I know she don't watch live because usually she's working right now. But she always watches it later. So
that's awesome.
Love you, Mom. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. You know, and we're going to eat big. We're going to eat big and watch some movies. Heck, yeah. I'm like, you want to watch that Civil War documentary? She's like, oh my God, I'm gonna go home.
Amazing.
But let me see. There we go. Turn that off. All right. Yeah, that's my mama, man.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
Feel bad I never met your mom.
Well, if I kind of feel like you have.
Have I?
I don't know. Made it through the show. I mean, every Saturday night you talk to her.
Yeah, because there's been a couple times that my mom's like been up at you know where we used to work. Mm-hmm. So you guys at least seen her, I think, physically. I don't know. I know this. You want to hear something really weird? Frankie saw a picture of my mom and he goes, oh my goodness, dude, that looks just like my mom. And he showed me a picture. It's crazy. Yes, Frankie's mom and my mama look identical.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I was like, whoa. I was like, no wonder we get along so well, my brother. We gotta get Frankie on the show one day. He's got a lot of energy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
I'd be like, yeah, you can bring your grilled cheese on the show if you want, bro.
You can pull it, pull the cheese apart if you want to. Yeah,
pull it. I don't care, you cheese puller. Yeah, this guy's wild.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
100%.
Like, we'll feed you, bro. You know.
Yeah,
we'll break for food. You know.
Well, man, I think we'll finish the show out, but I wrote a letter.
You got something written for your mama, right?
I did. I wrote a letter.
I know you
did. I wrote a letter to my mama, man. She means the world to me. She's been through so much, man. And so I poured my heart into this one, man. And mama, I know you're listening right now. And this letter's for you, Mom. Get my background music going. All right, Mama. Mom, tonight's show is about mothers, but the truth is, this letter is about a woman who deserves far more than just one night of recognition. My whole life, you've been there for me. When I was right, you stood beside me. And even when I was wrong, you still stood beside me. There were times I didn't deserve the grace you gave me, but you gave it anyways. That's what mothers do. That's what you did. I remember watching you work 12-hour days for over 30 years just to make sure we had everything we needed. You sacrificed your time, your energy, your sleep, and probably 1,000 dreams of your own so that our family could survive and grow. There were days I know you were exhausted, but somehow you still showed up. Somehow dinner was still made. Somehow love was still felt in our home. As a kid, I don't think I fully understood what I witnessed. But as a grown man now, I do. I understand strength differently because of you. I understand sacrifice differently because of you. And I understand unconditional love because I led my whole life receiving it from you. And then in 2021, when Dad passed, after more than 50 years of marriage, I watch your heart breaking away. No son ever wants to see. Losing the man you built your entire life beside could have shattered you completely. But even through grief, you still carried yourself with love, dignity, and faith. That kind of strength can't be taught. It's lived. Mom, I just need you to know tonight, if I've ever become anything good in this life, it's a huge part of that is because of you. Thank you for believing in me when I didn't believe in myself. Thank you for loving me through every season of my life. Thank you for every sacrifice nobody saw. And thank you for showing me what real love looks like. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. I love you more than words can ever explain. Love you, Mama. Whew. I got tough there for a minute, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started talking about watching my mama lose my dad.
I was going to say, I agree. Yeah, the best things about me came from my mama.
Absolutely. Yep. Best things from me came from my mom. And I forgot to put, as I was doing that letter too, I forgot to put the picture up of my mama. That was my mom and my dad when they got married. What year was that, Mom? I know you're watching. What year was that? That was that was a few years ago, buddy. But that's
76? I'm going to guess 76.
Way before that.
Think so?
Oh, absolutely. I was born in 73. They were married before.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry.
It was probably in the 60s. But yeah, that's my mom and my dad there, man. And I love you, Mama. Happy Mother's Day. We'll be by tomorrow to see you. Me and my son D will be over.
That's cool. You got plans do anything? Or you're just gonna go visit, drop
just
off.
Gonna, your... Just gonna go visit. Yeah. Gonna go see her. You know what I mean? Hug her neck, and after church, go over there. Find an excuse to not mow the yard again, and then get prepared for Monday.
Right, I'm looking for a little kid with a mower walking down the street, like, yo, you want 10 bucks for the easy way? Well,
mine's getting tall, brother.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, that was a good show, man. I think today was a good show. I'm always down to celebrate the moms, man. So what better day to come home from work? The Mother's Day weekend, man. You guys don't forget to check us out again next week. Same time, same places at 7:30. And you guys do us a favor. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.